We are learning Masechta Sedarim, Daf Chof Aleph Amad Aleph, and we are starting the brand new parak from Daf Chof Amad Beis, the third parak. Zok the Mishnah, Arba'a Nedarim Hetiru Chacham. There are four Nedarim that Chacham will matter, which means, like the Ran explains, that the Mutta by itself, you don't even need a Het Chacham, then the Nedar doesn't Achal in the first place. What are these four Nedarim? Nidre Zeruzim, Nidre Havoi, V'nidre shkagos, v'nidre einsim. And the next Mishnayis will explain each one. Our Mishnah first will explain nidre zeruzin, and then it will explain nidre havoi, nidre shkagos, nidre einsim. So what is nidre zeruzin ketzah? What's the case of nidre zeruzin? What's the case? The literal title of zeruzin means, like, in order to be mizarez them to do something, encourage someone to do something. So what's nidre zeruzin ketzah? Hayimoycha chepetz, a guy was selling something, let's say a guy was selling a bike, he says, I'm asking my money, your money on me, if you give me anything less than a seller. If you give me anything less than a seller, I'm asking your money. I am asking the bike if I give you anything more than a shekel. Now, a shekel is a half a seller. A seller is four dinner, and a shekel is two dinner. So they're arguing basically by 50%. He's saying, I'm not giving you anything less than four. And the other guy is saying, I'm not giving anything more than two. What's the halacha? Shneim reitzim mishloisha dinrim. They both could agree on three dinrim, and you could make a sale. They each made a neder. They're not answering if they're doing anything less than four or anything more than two. They each said, they each answered. So what's going on over here? So Zok Duran, the pshat is, because that's a derech of a moichel akech to haggle this way. And it's not called Dvar Mishmulev. When they say that, what they mean is three. That's really what they mean. What they mean to say is three. And both mean to say three. But what they are saying is that no way am I going down till two. And he saying no way I'm going up to four. That is clear. But the three they agree on, it's not called, usually there's something called Dvar Mishmulev. If I make an edda and then I try to touch it up, it has to make sense. It can't be Dvar Mishmulev. But here, since that's normal, so it's not called Dvar Mishmulev. Now, the Ram brings down from the Yashami that this is only if, after, when they make the sale, they both agree that when they made the neder, they really did not mean to say that I'm not giving it less than four, and he said I'm not giving more than two. He didn't really mean that. He meant just to be mizaris, just to encourage to work the sale out. It was just a haggling thing to do. That's all. But if the maimed and neder, they both say that I meant it literally. I want to say not less than a seller. And all the guy says, I'm not doing more than a shekel. So then it is an edda. If they both maimed the brain, which means they say they taka meant it when they said it, then avad it's an edda. That's one thing speaks up in the Yishalmi. And another thing speaks up in the Yishalmi is, not from Yishalmi, but he handles himself, that what happens to Maisa, could they sell, is there a edda on selling it for two or four? Is there an edda on that? So the Ran says that even though they can sell for three, because the neder is not really chal, but klape selling it for four or two, there is a neder. The lekach will never pay four, and as a neder, he's not going to pay four, and the moich will never sell for two. That is a neder. That's what the Ran says. He brings down yesh cholkim, which is the Ritva. The Ritva holds no. Once a neder is chal, neder is not chal at all. It's not chal for anything. Sakapodim, what comes down in a Mishnah is something called Nidre Zeruzin, which means that a neder, which is only said in order to haggle a price. And that's a derech, so it's not called a neder, a full neder. And even though you said, I'm not going to go down from four, you could sell for three. And even the guy said, I'm not paying more than two, he could sell for three. And we spoke out two things. First of all, if you maimed the brain, which means he said, I meant it literally, then Advada is a neder. That's number one. Number two is, what about selling it for four? Is Lekech allowed to buy for four? Or since he said a neder, he's not paying more than two, at least for four, the neder is chal. So we said, Mechlek is showing him the Ran and the Ritva. Zokta Gemara. Arba Nedarim Hetiru Chacham. Omer Rav Abba Bar Mama L'Rav Ami. Amrit Lon M'Shmei Rav Yehuda Nesiya. You told us M'Shmei Rav Yehuda Nesiya. Man Tana Arba Nedarim. Who's the Tana of this Mishnah? The one who says that Arba Nedarim is Mutam Aleihem. You know what that is? Rav Yehudi, we had this Rav Yehudi before. Rav Yehudi Yedam Hashem Rav Tarfin. That La'olam Einech Behem Nozil Fishalei Nit Naziris El Lafla. He said over, the Pshana Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda Hashem of Tarfin. Rabbi Yehuda Hashem of Tarfin said that by Nazirus, if someone says that Hareni Nazir, if the guy coming towards me is Yankel, and the other guy says Hareni Nazir, if the guy coming towards me is not Yankel, the halacha is it's not Chal according to Rabbi Tarfin. Why? Because Nazirus has to be very clear, it has to be a flaw, it has to be clear. And This man Yama says that who are the Nadarim? Because the Nadarim is Ishkash and Nazir. So we go ahead in the beginning of the Masechta that there's a Hekesh Nedet to Nazir. And just like by Nazir is Dinafla, so by Nedet also is Dinafla. So in our Mishnah, where they made a Nedet B'Tanai, they said, I'm assuring the Chafetz if I pay more than two. And the other guys said, I'm assuring your money if I give it to you for less than four. So since they made a Tanai, so therefore it's not Chal. Therefore it's not Chal. And that's why it's mutter me'elehim. That's what this Ma'amar wanted to tie in. The Pshana Mishnah is not because, like we said, because it's just a way that you do business. The reason why it's mutter is because it's not a flaw. It's not clear. And therefore it's not chal. Just like by Nazir it's not chal by Tanai, by Neder also it's not chal by Tanai. But Rava says no. Rava Mafil Tamer Rabbanu. Even if you hold the Rabbanu argue on Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Tarfin, still, Miktani Shneim Ratzu, Shneim Reitz Miktani. It doesn't say Shneim, if they both want right now, they could do it three, which would be Mashma, the Nedav was never Chal. Shneim Reitz Miktani, which means they always wanted it. And therefore, it's not because it's not our flaw. The reason is because the Chamim evaluated their Das that they never meant to make a Nedav. All they meant is to do a Zeros, and that's why it says Reitzim, that the whole time, Shneim Reitz means in past tense. All they wanted was three. That's all they wanted. But the Ran, so it really comes out shtickel like a machloikas here, or a havamina, a maskana. So the Ran wants to know in the havamina that it was atzah flaw. So why do you have to say shneim reitzim shloisha dimrim and even rachel abasoif stamazai? Even let it, you don't have to do a three. Even let it give it a shekel or a sela. The kasha is like this: if the first pshat that was a flaw was neder wasn't chal, so why do you have to say you can do a three? It's mashman, you only can do a three, but you can't do for four or two, that you can't do already. If the vart was that the neder is never chal, so you can even do it for four or two. So the Ran has a teretz to that kasha, and the Ran says that it's a bigger chiddush that by three, that there, even by three there, that it will also not be called aflo. Because he says that afilu, the lashon of the Ran is afilu meichel lekeach she'ef she'an neder chal al shneim uvasoif gamkin kacha yosherotz b'shadurim, and therefore they both could have a neder. He said like this: maybe explain to the outside. Maybe by the reason why nazir is no afla is because there it's impossible for both those people made the naziris to be chal because they each said opposite things. So maybe that's not called afla. But maybe if it's possible for both the nedarim to be chal, that is called aflo. Here, it's possible both of them to be chal. If you sell it for three, then both of them were over the neder. This guy said, I'm only giving for four. He said, I'm not giving more than two. So to give for three, they're both being over the neder. And the havamina would be is that is called aflo, because here, it's possible for both neder to be chal. Kamashlo, no, it's also not called aflo. Aflo has to be something very clear. We're at it tonight. That's just the way he explains the havamina. But either way, Rava comes out, that has nothing to do with Rav Tarfin. Rava says that here, the reason why it's not chal is because it's a nidri zerizin, which means they did it only to haggle the price and not to really make a neder. Omer Ravina Ravashi. Omer loy tvei misela, v'lo omer botzim ha-shekel. Nidra hava or zerizin hava? The question is like this. Let's say, when he makes the neder, he says, I'm not giving to you for anything less than a sela plus a pruta. Let's say a sela is $100. He says, I'm not giving it to you for less than $101. And he says, I'm not paying a cent more than $49. So they didn't say 50 and 100. They said 101 and 49. Is that a neder or a zerizin? So what's the shaila? So the Ran explains two pshat and what the shaila is. Pshat number one is, since they were so medactic to say 101, and the other one said 49, so maybe here it's bedafka. It's not just a way to do business. It's more medactic. It's more bedafka. It's more literal. They said 101. He said 49. So then they meant to say another. That's one pshat in the shaila. Pshat number two is in the shaila is that the whole different pshat is that maybe it's too far from 100 to 50. That's already we can handle. But once it gets further than that, like 101 to 49 already, that's too far away from each other to say that just a zeros. That's more a neder. That's the Ran's two pshatim in the Gemara Shaila. So more of the Shaila, if someone says, Omer Vina Rashi, Omer Loi Tvei Meselav, Omer Batz Meshekel, Nidra Ava, Oizeres and Ava. Omer Lei. So let me bring a Raya. Tanina, we learned in Mishnah later on, Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, Hoi Mesar B'Chaveirish Yoichel Etzloi, that someone was pestering his friend to eat by him. V'Omer Loi, So the guy wanted to just get out of this invitation. He did not want to go. So he says, I'm answering your house to walk into your house and tip it in your time. I'm not tasting even a drip of water. The halacha is, he can't eat there, but he could go into the guy's house and drink. That he could do. Why? So the scaven zel or shemachilu or steer. What he meant is, he doesn't want to eat a suda there. He didn't say that, but he said a much stronger lashon. But all he meant is that he's not going to eat the suda there. V'amai, v'tipa tzoyne kama. L'maisi, he said, tipa tzoyne, which if he either pshat, it will be a raya. Tipa tzoyne, first of all, is very medactic. He's being very careful to say it, even a drip of tzoyne. And also, there's a big merchak. He wants you to eat by him, and you're saying, I'm not even eating a tipa tzoyne. That's like one mitzat mekatz al katz. And still it says what? That it's not, it says not chal. People talk like that. They talk like that. So we're saying it's a raya, the even if you're very far apart, that's Pshata 1, or because you're very medactic, still, since it's a zerizin, you're not chal. Here he's trying to mazariz out. I'm not coming, Shubay from that. That's why he says he doesn't really mean that, to go into the house. He meant, I'm Shubay from not eating by you. So you see, even when you're so medactic, he says, Shaloshim. Amalei. So he answered him, it's not a raya. This shaila was, Ravina asked Rav Ashi this shaila. So Rav Ashi answered, it's a mishnah later on. So that's what Rav Ashi answers. Ravina says, no, amalei, mi dami. Gabi tzoynein, tzadikim oimer ma'at, va'oisin harbe. Hocha sveikuhu. He says, there, it's different. There, the reason why he had to say, that he really meant to say, I'm not going to eat by you. Why did he say, I'm not going to eat a tipa tzoynein? Because if you agree to drink a little bit, so then the guy is going to give you a whole suda already. Because the way it works is that tzaddikim, you know, if you agree a little bit, they give you a big suda. For a little drink means I'm going to give you a whole suda already. So therefore, he had to say, I'm not even taking a drink just to say I'm not going to eat. That's why there it's not a riot from the diktuk. He has to say that because tzaddikim is oimer ma'at v'yizim harbe. Mashekin here, you don't have that svara, and it's back to that suffix. Hach sveiku, dilma pakas v'sal av yisal shekel komar v'zeris in hava. Maybe zeris in a dilma daf komar v'nidra hava. Or maybe it's a neder. So where it ends off with tibai, which is loshen, that suffix, that blibes the suffix, like a loshen of teku. We don't know. Tibai, it's still a shayla. The loshen in the darm is a little bit mashuna, like I say. Mesekas darm and nazir go, like a little bit shamiish. And it says loshen tibai, akapanim. The Gemara stays with a shaila if you medaktik, or if it's a big merchik, if it's a kol nidah zerizin, or if it's a real neder. And it's not right from the case of Masarvin, because there he has to say tipa tzoynein, because if not, that tzadikim oimer ma'at va'oisin harbei.